Academic Aesthetic Podcast for Tuesday, February 28th, 2006. I'm your host, Aaron Art Guy Smith. All right, welcome to the third installment of my PNC summary. I already explained what I'm doing in my first summary day. That was Sunday. So I'm just going to go right into the summary. During our first breakout session, I attended a presentation that was run by Discovery Educator Network's Scott Kinney. And I'm a little jealous because he only had to drive right down the street. Apparently he lives in Hershey. Lucky him. And his presentation was all about the diversity in our classrooms. Now, a lot of times when people think of diversity in the classrooms, they'll think, oh, we've got a lot of students that are English as a second language, or we've got a lot of students that are different ethnic backgrounds. Well, there's more to it than that. What about your students who are visual learners? What about your students who learn more from reading books than watching people do things? What about your students who have some type of disability? What about your students who are talented and gifted and have IQs of 270 and know more about the subject than you do? These are all things that go into the diversity of the classroom. These are all factors. And he talked about how United Streaming could help with the needs of today's classrooms. Now, if I wasn't already sold on United Streaming, I would have thought, hey, you know what, this is like a vendor presentation. He's trying to sell us United Streaming. Well, I'm already bought into United Streaming. They had me as soon as I saw that it was a source for multimedia downloads. I use it almost all the time in my classroom. Although I must admit, I also scour archive.org for video when I'm showing presentations. So both of them are good resources, although I go to United Streaming first. Now, United Streaming has a lot of cool features that help with a diverse classroom. They do include an option for subtitles for their video. Unfortunately, the subtitles are only available for Windows Media formats, not so much QuickTime, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers for that, I guess. And most people will use Windows. I mean, I was using the Windows Media format on my Macintosh for months before I switched to using QuickTime, and I only switched to using QuickTime so I could get them on my iPod. But it's got other features. It's got a quiz builder that you could use. It has encyclopedia articles. They partnered with an encyclopedia company so you could have written text to hand out to the students that learn better through written text. There's calendars for special events. They've got photos. It's a wide variety of resources, not just, well, take this video and play this video. One of the things I really like, and I forgot to turn the sound off of my computer, so now you're hearing dings when I get email. One of the things I really like about United Streaming is they have divided their videos up as clips. You can download the whole thing, and you can play the whole thing, whether it's a half hour, an hour, or whatever. However, if you go to play a 45-minute video, and you go to turn the lights off for that 45-minute video, the second you hit that light switch, you're going to hear a bunch of thumps. Those thumps are the sounds of your students' heads hitting their desks as they all fall asleep. And they plan it that way. Rather, it's better to show short clips, just maybe 1 minute, 2 minutes long, and then talk about them immediately afterwards, or in some cases, even pausing it partway through and talking about it during it. That helps keep the students' attention. I mean, unless it's something from the Jeff Korn experience where he's getting bitten by a snake or attacked by a giant harpy eagle every 2 seconds, you're not going to keep their attention otherwise. So, really, the short clips that United Streaming offers are a really cool feature. Now, I sort of skipped forward a bit to the main heart of his presentation, but the warm-up was cool too. For the warm-up, he had us do an interactive quiz where he divided us into teams, and he even had some software and hardware setup so that it was more like a game show. But he asked us all these questions about diversity, and really we were shocked to find out exactly how diverse America's schools are. And I can't really go into the statistics that he cited because I forget where he got his references from, even though he told us, so I'm not going to just spout off the numbers because I really should cite them appropriately. So that's my summary for the first breakout session that I went to. If you want to leave a comment, tell me that I should stop doing this, tell me I should keep doing this, or what have you, there's several ways you can get a hold of me. One of the easiest is to go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and click on comments, and give me a comment right there in the show notes. You could also email me at theartguy@gmail.com, or if you listen to this podcast on a regular basis, why not click on the Frapper Map link and put a pin in the Frapper Map so we can see where you are. It's kind of cool to see there are people listening to me all over this country and in other countries as well. It really does a lot to boost my ego. So, until next time, stay subscribed, and fare thee well.